Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know. Sit down. Be quiet now. I'm excited she's here, too. Sarah is a Bottom Line Publications leader. She's the president and CEO over there. They have the twice-monthly Bottom Line Personal, which is a print publication, which is that's just beautiful. And, of course, then they have all their annuals there that they do. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Second-generation leader of an American family business success story. She's our good friend Sarah. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. And you know what's great about print? Because you said it with such pride, and I thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
Print is portable in a way that screens are not. It's where, like we're 16 pages. You fold it, you take it. It's easier than your screen. You can take it to the beach.
Is absolutely right, and as much as and all the predictions about how ebooks were going to make physical books obsolete has not come to pass at all.
Not at all. It is flat.
We still have holding flat. Things in Speaking our hands.
Of, huh?
Speaking of technology, we have a report.
Right. Good segue, right?
I'm the king of segue. So, one of your guys wrote a piece recently about technology. And how the good, the bad, and the ugly about technology. What do you say? Tell us about it.
So David Shear, he's one of our bloggers. He's a brilliant anesthesiologist, and he writes a really powerful blog that challenges the conventional thinking about pretty much anything. I mean, mostly in medical related things. So in the days after the Boeing crash, he said, you know what? We have the same challenges. As technology marches on and everybody wants to talk about robotics and automation, he says it's dangerous. All right, so what happened? Like, we want to have everything autopilot, auto-drive. We're talking about self-driving cars. He said in the medical world, there's more and more everybody's looking at screens and patients are potentially dying because the doctors are – you have to look at the patient. That as they take out human intervention – which is exactly what was going on these airplanes, that you're running the risk of automation running amok, right? And you need human intervention.
It actually looks like on the 737 crashes that the plane took the plane away from the systems took the plane away from the pilots.
Exactly. So he's talking about – so he talks about in his blog, he talks about a couple different surgery examples. They were doing a surgery it's called a hysteroscopy, where they want to get air into a woman's body so that they can see all of her parts.
Yep.
And they're so busy looking at the screens and the monitors that nobody was paying attention to the fact that this woman's body was filling with fluid. And she almost died.
Oh, no.
Because they were like – they were ignoring the alarms. They were thinking it was about something
shiny
else.
Object.
They were paying attention to technology. We do the same thing now. People complain when they go to the doctor's office. They don't look you in the eye. They're looking at the electronic health records. And it's a dangerous practice.
Well,
I was driving.
I just want to sit this in there real quick. The fundamentals that we have to remember as we speed, hell bent for light speed into the digital age. We have to remember that that those of us who are speeding, who are riding on this vessel, on this rocket ship, we're still the same analog humans we were 100,000 years ago.
Well, and you need that.
And we will be 100 years from
changes.
Now.
Yes, and humans can detect changes. So here you are, we're in an fully automated world, and what are we afraid of? Hackers.
Yeah.
We're afraid of people, right? So all this automated stuff, it takes one hacker to blow it all up.
Mm-hmm.
It takes one line.
So what's his answer? What's his evaluation? What's his analysis of all this?
His analysis is really that you have to have the human. It cannot be fully automated. You know, so they're talking about automated cars. I was driving a car last week. You know, we're very close to self-driving cars. We have a new car. It self-parks, right? So they self-park. They have all these safety features. And we may talk about safety features in cars later on. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about later.
Yeah.
But so one of the features, which is a great feature on these cars, is a sensor in the front. So you can set it to keep a certain distance between you and the car in front of you, which is great, right? Except it was snowing. So halfway through my drive, believe it or not, it was snowing. But nonetheless, halfway through my drive, the sensor stopped working. So imagine you're a world of self-driving cars and it's snowy outside.
That's right. The human being, this is the thing, folks, we've got to remember, the more technology, remember what Nesbitt told us 40 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And I think maybe today he would say, the more high tech we will need. High touch, I should say, we will need. High touch, what's high touch? High touch is analog humans. Right back with Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blassie. And by the way, she's a very beautiful and highly intelligent analog human. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.